Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Believe in Vanderbilt Football Podcast. Here in the Music City, I'm Matt Perkins. Today, I will be joined by Commodore incoming freshman defensive back Donovan Kaufman, who hails from New Orleans. He and I talk about what he's looking forward to this season, what his favorite memories from high school football are, and how he's been training during the pandemic. We'll also hear from recruiting coordinator Corey Phillips on what Donovan brings to the table, both as a player and as a person. But before we get started, we can't forget to... All right, on with the show. Now, before we get to the interview with Donovan, I want to give you guys a quick snippet that got cut from our last show with Commodore recruiting coordinator Corey Phillips. He talked about Donovan, and I think it will give you guys a really good idea of the kind of person and player that he is. So, for the first 5 minutes, we're going to hear from Coach Phillips, and then we'll jump right into the conversation that I had with Donovan late last week. The first voice you'll hear here is Coach Corey Phillips talking about Donovan Kaufman, and he is joined by myself and Corey Burton of Believe in the Georgia Dogs football podcast as well.
That is a special, I can't emphasize how special this kid is. Like, you can't put into words. Him as a player is one thing. He is fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Get the film on and you just go, damn, did he just do that?
He's not afraid to hit.
Oh, he'll put you to sleep. But Donovan is always searching for the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of separated him from a lot of kids in that class. Donovan found the football. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd make the tackle and get a strip. You know, he's second man and he's ball searching. You know, and then he's dynamic in the return game. And then, you know, Rummel went, 13-0, 14-0?
Yep.
And this kid played big on a big stage multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't shy away from it, but he's not an arrogant kid. I've met some kids that were really good players. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Corey, you know what I mean, where there's that line of, is he a prick and entitled and arrogant, or is he a prick and just it's hard-nosed, straight in your face all the time? Like, yeah. Donovan doesn't straddle that line. He's got all the things that the special ones have.
It's a matter of being confident and not arrogant.
Yes.
He's confident he'll get in your ass when he needs to.
And the kid leads from the front. Like, he's not a rah-rah. He's not a rah-rah-rah and then – the last guy in line. He's going to hoop, holler, turn flips, and then be the first one out. He plays with that chip that the short guy always has.
I mean, he's listed at what, 5'10"?
Yeah.
And I assume that's a generous 5'10"?
No, he's every
bit of 15. Okay. I know down in Metairie, they've got some pretty damn good football going on down there. So.
And then what on a 5'10", he's got really, really long arms and big hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kid, if you go back, and I can't remember what game it was, he picks one up full speed. I mean, just plucks it off the ground. I went, yep. he's going to be on our team, not somebody else's.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah,
he's going to be hell on some SEC East quarterbacks. That's for sure.
And then he's got such position flex because the kid can run.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you about him. Like, I know he played a lot of like safety, but he was kind of like freelancing. It looks like almost in high school, like a kind of thing where I don't know if y'all were going to bring him to more like a nickelback as a freshman and move him outside or taking the way back.
He's got such a high football IQ. So I mean, we're gonna let Donovan kind of figure this thing out, where he's gonna help us best. You know, Coach Roof and Coach Mattioli, they've got a plan for him. You know, there's gonna be times where Donovan's close to the box. There's gonna be time where he's he's the middle, you know, he's the middle third guy. You know, he's a good enough athlete and he understands spacing well enough. He can play on top of a slot and not be exposed. And you know, y'all watched enough college football. There's a couple positions as a freshman that are really, really hard to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Corner.
Outside corner. Yep.
Either corner. And now in our conference, nickel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are putting their best player inside and playing a matchup game.
Didn't Justin Jefferson play like 80% of his snaps in the slot last year?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that's just dangerous.
And then left tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, left tackle at any year is difficult, but as a true freshman, it's unheard of. But, you know, Donovan, we're going to give every one of us freshmen a chance to play. Yeah. Some of them are going to get beat out and some of them aren't.
All right. Time for the conversation that I had with Donovan Kaufman. I have the pleasure of being joined today by incoming freshman 4-star recruit Donovan Kaufman from Metairie, Louisiana. Donovan, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're excited to be talking to you. Obviously, you've got things have been a little different, I imagine, for your senior year. I can't imagine that you would have spent your last 3 months at home instead of in the classroom.
Not at all. I mean, when it first happened, I was pretty excited about it because I wasn't in school anymore and it was my senior year. But then I didn't think it was going to last that long. I thought we were maybe going to be out for like 2 weeks and then back in. So, but when it did happen, it was like, it was bittersweet because, like, you missed out on all of your senior activities. I didn't get to finish track season. And just seeing my friends every day, like, we didn't get to cherish that last moment to where we knew we were going to have our last day.
Yeah, that's got to be really tough. I can only imagine my senior year of high school when I was there. I can't imagine having to miss basically the last, you know, last semester, last quarter, missing, you know, track season, prom, all that good stuff. So, but I'm sure that you've been staying in shape. What have you been doing? Because you probably don't have access to your high school gym. What have you been doing to stay in shape during this time?
I work out 5 days a week. I do a lot of field work. Mondays, I work on starts. Tuesdays is weights and cardio, weights and conditioning. Wednesdays, I do something on Wednesdays. Thursdays, weights and cardio again, and Fridays are plyometrics. And awesome. Then, yeah, but Fridays the weights. I just have an Olympic bar, so I do what I can with the weights. You know, I don't have a full weight set, but I do enough to still stay toned.
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess, you know, I've talked to a couple guys and they all seem to have been, you know, able to do different things. But I imagine that your overall, one of the things I've heard from a lot of guys is that sort of like they feel like they're actually a little bit more well-rounded in terms of their athleticism and strength right now because they've been doing a lot of body weight stuff.
Yeah,
so definitely. And one of the other things I wanted to ask you about was just finishing up your recruiting. Obviously, you fortunately decided to come to Vanderbilt. What made you sort of make that last minute decision to commit to Vandy? Was there something that really pushed Vandy over the top over some of the offers you had?
Well, yeah, because I was already committed to Vandy, you know, during the summer. I committed mm-hmm. in June of last year. So I was going into the season committed, but I just didn't sign early because I still wanted to explore my options, you know, and see what else was out there. Mm-hmm. But the thing that separated Vandy from me is because, for one, it's SEC. You're playing in the top conference, and it's the best education in the world. Like, it's a world-class degree, so you can't beat that. And at the end of the day, football only lasts so long. So you can get in the league and play 10 or 12 years. You're only, like, 34 when you retire. You're still young. You need something to do when you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that Vanderbilt degree will get you there. So I know you've been in contact with your position coaches and stuff. So how is the transition to the new defensive playbook working for you from afar?
It's not too bad. You know, we all have Zoom meetings every day, every other day. So, I mean, and it's also good for me because I'm basically like getting a fresh start along with the older guys. So they don't really have an advantage over me. We're all still learning now. So it's all a level playing field.
Definitely. So have they told you, I know you played a lot of safety in high school, but have they told you where they want you to sort of at least start out once you get on campus? Is it going to be back at safety or are they going to be moving you around?
Strong safety, free safety, nickel, those three. And special teams, you know, in the return game.
Absolutely. Are you excited about trying to get, you know, breaking a couple of returns out here in the SEC?
Oh, of course. Whenever I get the ball in my hands, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to make something happen.
Yeah, Coach Phillips said he was real excited to get you to get the ball in your hands in the return game. So I'm excited to see how that's going to play out. So, yeah. So what do you think that you will take away from your time at Rummel in your at high school football? And is there a thing that you're going to remember or a lesson that you learned that's going to stick with you throughout your college and beyond?
Just Rummel, period. You know, Rummel did a great job at preparing us for college. I just have to thank them. Coach Monica, he did a great job at our practices. Everything was like college level already. So I'm not going in and experience something totally different or totally new. And academic wise, Rummel prepared me also.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's one of the top academic schools in the state of Louisiana. So that's definitely going to get you prepped to be here on campus at Vanderbilt. So what would you say that if I'm talking to you in a year from now, what would you like to look back on and say that you accomplished during your first year on campus here in Nashville?
Hopefully make the dean's list, if not at least maintain a 3-5 and go all SEC.
All right. I like it. Have you been in contact with a lot of the other 2020 guys who are coming in? Do you guys have like a group text, a group thread, anything yes. like that?
Yeah, we text every day. And a lot of us are in class together.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What classes are you taking right now?
Right now, I'm just taking English 1100.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I you guys have a pretty strong class coming in. I know that you guys must be really excited. And obviously you're going to be one of the leaders of those guys as you guys come in on campus. I want to know how would you describe your personal leadership style?
I lead by example. I really do. I lead by example. I'm vocal at times, but I'm not overly vocal. Like, I just like to lead by example. If you need help, like, you can come to me. I'm going to tell you if you're doing something wrong. But mainly, I just lead by example, and people gravitate towards me.
Nice. Yeah. So what would you say then is like the biggest strength of your game on the field? I mean, watching your film, and you, for a safety man, you lay the wood.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I love watching myself play. I look at it. Yeah, I look at it, and I just be like, wow, like, okay, that's a great play. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I'm that good. I feel like it's a fluke. Like, I know. I just feel like it's a fluke, but I don't know. Football, like, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but, like, so far, football hasn't been hard for me yet. So I'm kind of scared because I'm scared in a sense to where, like, is the game ever going to catch up? Is it that easy, or am I just not that good? Is my competition not that good? So for me, it's just all I can do is work hard and try not to have it become hard to me. So that's why my work ethic is like, I have a real good work ethic because I never want to be outmatched, unprepared. Coach told me pressure is when you're unprepared, and I never want to feel pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. When did you start football? When was your first age when you first got on the field?
I started playing football when I was 5. I played offense my whole life until I got to Rummel. I played quarterback, actually.
Do you miss playing offense?
Yeah, I do. You can tell when I get the ball in my hands. I played quarterback, then I transferred to running back as I got older. But I definitely do miss offense. I hope that I can get some offensive snaps.
Yeah, well, obviously, you can get the ball in your hand in the return game a little bit, too, which will be nice. But it's nothing's quite like taking a snap, scanning the field, and, you know, making a read and going with it. So that's fantastic, man. Well, obviously, Vanderbilt has a new defensive coordinator this year in Ted Roof. What's been your impression of Coach Roof so far, and how do you think you're going to fit into their scheme?
I think I'm going to fit in well because I feel like I can adapt to any scheme because I can basically play any position. But I like Coach Roof. When I first met him, when I found out, because I actually found out he got the job before like everybody in the media found out, they told me, and I started looking up and I'm like, all right, this guy has a history. Like, he know what he's doing as I'm looking at his record. And I'm like, okay. And then he came down for a home visit, and I really got to chop it up with him, and I liked him. I really did.
Yeah, he's a real down-to-earth guy, and I think one of the things that really stands out to me about Coach Roof is that he's not someone who is really rigid in having to players have to fit a system. He makes a system fit to the players, which I think is definitely going to be a big thing for you guys going forward. I think your defensive back room is probably going to be the strongest position group on campus this year. So you're going to have a lot of competition there. You get looking forward to that?
Definitely. I'm never backing down from competition.
That's good.
The best is going to play. Yeah, the best is going to play.
I'm sure. And I'm sure that you're also going to be seeing a lot of guys you played against in high school in the SEC as well. Is there anyone you're really particularly looking towards forward to going against in the conference this year?
Yeah, but we don't play him this year. Carl Moore, he's at LSU. I really want to play him, but hopefully we do get to play him. I really want to play him.
I mean, there's always the SEC title game.
That's true. I said that. Hopefully we'll meet in Atlanta.
I hope y'all can meet in Atlanta too. That would be excellent. So you excited about coming up to Nashville from Louisiana? What do you think is going to be the biggest cultural change for you?
Just the city, man. Like, I mean, you know, everybody know New Orleans, Big Easy. It's a great city. But I mean, I've been here for so long. Like, this all I know. So it's kind of like my life. Like, I don't see it as to be as amusing as other people would. But like Nashville, you know, when I went to Nashville, it reminds me of a bigger New Orleans. Like, it's bigger, cleaner. And like, it's just a little bit different, but I'm really excited to see the city. I want to be like a tourist when I get up there, but you know, we can't right now because of COVID, but when that clears up, I'm definitely going to be a tourist.
Yeah. It's definitely a good place to be. I've spent a lot of time in both cities myself, and I think there are a lot of similarities between the two cities for sure. I think that it's really interesting. Have they talked to you about when you're going to be coming up to campus at all? Because I know that they started having practices and stuff like that now, or so at least starting workouts.
Yeah, I'll come up Monday. Well, I'm leaving Saturday, but I'm going to be up there Monday.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And do you know who you're going to be rooming with this year?
Yeah, Diego LaMonica. He's a tight end from out of Miami.
Oh, excellent. Have you guys, I assume you guys have hung out on officials and stuff like that?
I never seen him on an official, but I was talking to him during my high school season, so I already knew him. I didn't know he was going to be my roommate at that time, but I was talking to him. Because, you know, Coach Fitz was the recruiting coordinator for down here, and, like, he's also a tight end coach, so he connected us, too.
Yeah, he's a big boy, too.
Yeah, he is.
As far as tight end go, he's a big bodied boy. I'm excited to see all you guys up on there. But man, I was looking at some of his film, and he's got some broad shoulders for a tight end.
Yes, he definitely does.
So I'm really looking forward to that. So what would you say the thing you're most excited about in terms of stepping onto campus?
Just a new feel, you know, a new atmosphere, different feeling, new environment. I'm just really ready to branch off and start a new chapter of my life.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, listen, Donovan, we're so excited to have you here on campus. It's going to be, you know, I hope that we're able to have games because of COVID and everything like that. Obviously, everything is up in the air, but I think big things are happening here at Vanderbilt. And obviously, you and the whole 2020 class are going to be a part of that. And I think we're going to see a lot of you guys on the field early, which is a good sign for the program that you guys are really stepping up and, you know, getting, you know, more and more recruits guys interested in the school. And I think that this is a sign of things to come. And I think that you guys are definitely going to be trending the right way. And I, you know, after talking with Coach Phillips and hearing what he's been saying about Coach Mason and stuff like that, I got a lot of confidence about the squad this year.
Yes, sir. You should.
All right. Excellent. Well, listen, Donovan, thank you so much for taking time out to join us today, and hope to have you on the show again soon. And we will definitely look forward to seeing you here in Nashville.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks again, and we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir. No problem.
I want to thank Donovan again for joining me here for this conversation, as well as Coach Corey Phillips, who you heard back at the beginning of the podcast. So until next time, anchor down.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.